Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey!
Hi!
Good morning. It is Friday! Oh, it's Friday!
It's Friday!
Gotta have that bell handy. It's Friday. We're heading into the weekend on National Avocado Day.
I eat an avocado like every day.
You do?
I do. Not like a whole one.
So what do you
like
do?
Like I quarter it.
You do? You take an avocado, you cut it open, you uh-huh. just scoop it out, eat a little bit, and then you wrap it back up?
Put it in a Ziploc bag and eat more tomorrow.
Really?
You don't? You don't eat an avocado every day?
No.
What do you do with your life? What do you eat? How do
it's
you make your
meal good? It's a great question.
Apparently,
I've been failing at this game of life. And do you ever, I mean, like, I don't know. It feels to me like if you cut open an avocado, you have like 32 minutes to eat it before it goes bad.
No way. As long as you keep the pit with it, you're good.
Oh, you got to keep the pit?
You didn't know this information?
No, I did not know this.
When
I cut open the avocado, I always remove the pit and then put the whole thing back in. You're supposed to keep the pit in it?
The whole secret, oh my goodness, the secret to keeping an avocado fresh, Brad Booker, is you keep the pit with it. And that's what keeps it from, now I'm not saying it's oxygen that'll help turn it brown. So you need to put it in a sealed container.
Yes.
But the pit will absolutely help it not turn brown as quickly.
And why
is that?
So what
I'll do is this is fascinating talk, I'm sure, but I'll cut the avocado in half and then the half that has the pit, I put that back in the fridge in a Ziploc bag. I can't believe you didn't know this. This is like if you make guacamole, you keep the pits in. So like if you're taking guacamole to a party and you make it with three avocados, you put three pits in your guacamole while you travel to your friends. And that will help keep it green.
I just found out.
Very important.
The pit protects the guac simply because it shields a portion of the dip's surface from exposure to air. That's all it does. It just helps protect it from the air getting to it. So it's not like
pit
a magic cure or anything. But
well, I'm just saying, you always save the pit.
All right. Well, save the pit. I would always dig the pit out. Now, if you're using the whole avocado, obviously, who cares? Throw the pit out.
Sure.
Boy, man, award-winning conversation this morning.
Wow.
There's so much more to come. I did not know that. So thank you for that pit talk. Just
pit
the pit.
Last night in Late Night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
President Trump suggested postponing November's presidential election on Twitter today. All right, well, seeing as the two candidates have a combined age of 151, I wouldn't recommend pushing it too much.
Sometimes you're dating somebody and they do something that makes you go, was that really cute or really weird? Well, we're here to help you out. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Keeper or Creeper.
Are they a keeper or a creeper? Na, 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 na.
Yeah, Alex and Sarah, say hi to Daniela.
What's up?
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Daniela is dating a guy. She wants to know if he's a keeper or a creeper, and we're going to decide for you. But first, tell us what he did that makes you think that.
So I was hanging out with this dude over the weekend, and we went on a really, really nice date, and then I invited him over to my apartment. We were just watching, you know, just some random, I think it was like some, it was actually this random Reese Witherspoon, like crappy movie on Netflix. And then, you know, out of nowhere, he's just like, hey, do you mind if I just, like, go to my car and get comfy clothes? And, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, kind of seemed a little bit presumptuous to me. But, you know, I was like, okay, sure, do what you have to do. So he ran outside, and he came back in his pajamas.
Where did he change?
I that's what I'm, you know, I'm trying to figure out. I asked him, I was like, you know, where did you change your clothes? And he said, you know, I just did a quick change in the parking lot by my car.
That's so funny.
And I'm like, what in the world? I'm like, I don't even know what was worse. I'm like, the fact that he was so presumptuous and just brought comfy clothes as if, you know, I was going to invite him to, like, stay over, or, you know, the fact that he basically got naked in my apartment complex, you know, parking lot. Like,
okay, so other than this, does he seem like he's a pretty legit dude?
I mean, he was really nice up until that point, and everything seemed okay, but it was just like, it's almost like a weird switch. Like, you know, it was just weird, you know? So, I don't know.
What guy travels with his comfy clothes? Like, what does that even mean?
Oh,
like, there's nothing sexy about a guy's comfy clothes.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
All right, so Sarah, what do you think? Keeper or creeper?
Oh, for me, 100%.
Creeper.
Like,
man,
that sealed the deal.
Wow.
That's so weird.
Alex Franco?
Man, I'm going to tell you, this guy's prepared. This dude was a Boy Scout. I had a friend that did the same thing, but he took it up a notch. He had a GSC bag. All right? You know what GSC is?
Gym.
Swim and chill.
Swim and chill.
He had a bag with gym gear, swim gear, and chill gear. And
okay, call it chill gear.
Chill gear was
way
his comfy
better
stuff. And I remember getting in his car, and he had this bag. I'm like, are you going out of town? He's like, nah, man, you never know when you're going to need this. I'm like, bro, are you serious? God. He's like, you never know when you're going to find a pool. You never know when a honey's going to want you to chill with him. You never know when you want to go to a gym. I mean, you just got to have a GSC bag. And I'm like, dude, that's ridiculous, but it's genius. Bravo for this dude being prepared. He is a...
Hard pass.
But I will tell you a couple of things that happened that made me kind of ebb and flow with this. I mean, the fact that he had comfy clothes doesn't really bother me, but there is a appropriate time to break out the comfy clothes. Wait for you to say, hey, would you like to stay over? Or, you know, there is a time and a place. The fact that he said... Let me get the comfy clothes. That in itself doesn't really bother me, but the fact that he went out to his car, changed clothes in the parking lot, and came back like it's just another day in paradise makes me think something's a little off with this cat.
Oh. Creeper.
You got two creepers to one keeper. Man. There you go. Daniela, kick him to the curb where he'll be comfy because he's got nice clothes.
Thank you guys so much. That's hilarious.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
During an interview with ABC News, Dr. Fauci mentioned a new safety measure to defend against the coronavirus.
If you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it.
We're 1 week away from Dr. Fauci telling everyone to walk around in a beekeeper suit. Am I right?
So hard because I am juvenile. And I like juvenile humor.
Yeah, most men are boys, like, still at heart. Yeah. Totally.
And it's going to make you think about it every time you hear mass debate. This is something that's going on right now in this country. We are all arguing over whether to wear a mask or whether not to wear a mask. Mm-hmm. It's this big debate that's happening. And never before has the letter K been more critical when pronouncing a term. Now,
okay, I already know where you're going.
You got
this.
It took a while.
Here is a montage of news broadcasters talking about the great mask debate of 2020.
This morning, as COVID cases mount across the country, the mass debate is intensifying.
People are very passionate on both sides of the great mass debate.
The partisan mass debate is heating up.
Mass debate's growing.
The president is trying to have us cover the mass debate.
CVS, Target, and Walgreens are getting in on the mass debate.
The mass debate now taking center stage at local restaurants.
It's 9 minutes after six now, and there's new video of a raging mass debate.
The mass debate in Georgia is getting ugly.
The great mass debate in West Virginia might soon be coming to an end.
This mass debate is far from over.
How many mass debates have you gotten into? Love to hear it.
The mass debate was taken to a whole nother level.
Bishop David Zubik tells Pittsburgh's Action News 4 he found himself in the middle of a mass debate.
And we'll dive deeper into this pet store mass debate.
So we're going to begin with this thing we're calling the great mass debate.
I mean, Booker and I are the only ones dying here. And Sarah looking on Zoom is just rolling her eyes. I mean, that's just typical how it goes.
Typical. It doesn't take much for you to laugh, does it?
Oh, man. Especially when it is juvenile and stupid.
And when it's all built together like that, bro. I mean, come on. The pet store masturbate. Oh, my God. I said it wrong.
Here's what's trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Y'all, all this news around Ellen DeGeneres has got me so sad because I want to believe that she truly is a genuine, sweet, sincere person that we all think she is, or she certainly does a very good job of portraying herself to be. But now there's a lot of doubt, and at least they're trying to fix what has been broken on that show. The Ellen DeGeneres Show will be making staffing changes in response to an internal workplace review following complaints of employee mistreatment. Ellen, the long-running daytime talk show host, she's been doing that show since 2003. 17 years. Does it seem that long?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, okay. She apologized in a letter to staffers as an internal review of worker complaints conducted by Warner Media comes to a close. The review, which followed a story in which former employees anonymously alleged racism, intimidation, and a toxic work culture, found deficiencies that will result in staffing changes. This is the letter from Ellen that was obtained by USA Today. On day one of our show, I told everyone in our first meeting that the Ellen DeGeneres Show would be a place of happiness. No one would ever raise their voice, and everyone would be treated with respect. Obviously, something changed, and I am disappointed to learn that this has not been the case. And for that, I am sorry. Anyone who knows me knows it's the opposite of what I believe and what I had hoped for our show. I've read so many stories recently about what's going on that show. Dozens of former employees say that executive producers engaged in rampant sexual misconduct and harassment. A lot of the male executives were very inappropriate with some of the female staffers. I also read a story about a DJ in Australia who was going to sit down with Ellen for an interview on their version of the Today Show. Basically, it worked out like this. You're going to fly on your own dime to Melbourne. Ellen's going to come in. She is going to sit in this chair. You'll be sitting in this chair. This is what Ellen's people are telling this guy. And you will not talk to Ellen. And I'm like, really? But oftentimes we hear these stories about what appears to be a diva-like nature of a celebrity when it's really just their people, and oftentimes they don't even know about it.
Well, and that's what I think is so important that I hope people understand, like, well, look, it's Ellen's show, so of course she's taking responsibility, but all these accusations were against her executive producers. It's not like Ellen was wandering the halls. I think when the story first came out, everybody was making it seem, maybe pushing it, that it's like Ellen is a terrible person. Her show has issues. The executive producers weren't running it correctly. Ellen's probably just not there during the day. I'm not like trying to protect her, but she's accepting responsibility, it looks like, and moving forward.
Finally, Brad Booker and I get a bone thrown at us during COVID. There is data, and there was only 2,000 people that were surveyed, that shows that men over 6 feet are twice as likely to catch coronavirus.
Now, I have mixed feelings about this because, A, I don't want anybody to catch coronavirus.
100% with you.
But, B, it's the only time I've ever heard anything negative about tall men.
I mean, 100%.
It's the only time that there's something good for us.
Yeah, like anytime we've talked to someone in missed connections or waiting by the phone or hook up or hang up, they're
or
like.
Or any dating site. Yeah. Want a guy that's over 6 feet tall.
It's like, well, we're 5'10, 5'11, 5'9. Nah.
Not interested. I'm looking in that 6 feet range plus.
Right? And women, by the way, also had higher odds, unfortunately, if they were over 6 feet. But there were so few women in the study that the results are not reliable.
Not reliable? Does that mean it could be a tall tale?
Dude.
Okay.
Sarah, you get it?
Yes, I get it. But this whole study is stupid. I'm sorry. Hey, there's just no way.
The University of Oxford are behind it, Sarah. That sounds OG as you know what. The researchers said that the findings do not necessarily mean tall people are genetically more vulnerable to COVID-19. Instead, the team believes the results indicate it spreads through tiny particles called aerosols that linger in the air after being exhaled. And I guess being taller, you catch more. Think of it like as
Think
of it as the giraffe in the car that's a convertible that the head isn't covered by the windshield and is catching more stuff than the guy like Booker and I that the windshield covers. You know what I'm saying?
Is that your analogy or is that actually written in the story? Because that's awful.
Oh, that's mine.
Okay.
What do you think? Duh. Yesterday, I was flipping through my Instagram stories and my cousin in Chicago had a picture of Topo Chico, hard seltzer, tangy lemon lime. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh. I don't know how I feel about it yet. But Topo Chico is getting into the hard seltzer game. It's first going to launch in Latin America. We're not going to get it until next year. But Topo Chico was purchased by Coca-Cola. So now they're kind of really expanding that brand. And we don't know what other flavors they're going to have or even if this one is one that they're coming out with. But they have a mock-up of the can, which is another thing. I'm just like, oh, no, make it in a glass bottle. That's like half the goodness
of
Topo Chico.
I know. I agree with that. Yeah.
So I don't know how I feel because I think Topo Chico is a great soda to mix with stuff. Like, it's my number one if I'm mixing a cocktail. By the way, I learned last night, I'm just a terrible cocktail maker. I just can't make cocktails. But if I'm just like pouring in a liquor with a soda, I'm doing it with Topo Chico. We'll find out next year if this is good.
I am sorry. Ellen DeGeneres apologizes to her show staff after complaints of mistreatment. Man over 6 feet, twice as likely to catch the coronavirus. And Topo Seltzer is on the way next year. That is what's trending. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7. Streaming on your phone or smart speakers. Listen to us anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app. Good morning.
Last night in late night. Booker, Alex, and Sarah. Mix 94.7.
The CEO of Planet Fitness said in an interview, the gym should be part of the solution to the coronavirus pandemic. Sure, you want to help? Lock the front door.
If you listen to the show for 15 minutes, you know that I'm all about the dad jokes. Sun's out, pun's out. It's a shirt that I wear.
Shut up.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
They make me laugh every single day. So we decided that we're going to put it together, a little segment where Sarah reads the headline and I come up with the punchline.
I mean, it's a good way to wait around for a news story and hear it. And then, like, because, you know, the payoff is that not the news story, but the joke at the end.
It's not even the story. It's just a headline.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that you can pull it together that fast.
You don't have to wait long at all.
I'm
we call
you.
It Booker's Got Jokes.
Booker's Got Jokes. Dad jokes because he thinks he's funny. Telling dad jokes because he thinks he's funny. Booker's got telling dad jokes because he thinks he's funny.
Thinks he's funny.
Telling dad jokes because he thinks he's funny.
All right.
Booker's got jokes.
Here we go. Sarah, give us a headline of a story that's in the news right now, and I will see if I can come up with a great punchline to go along with it. All right?
Okay. Jurassic Park hits Netflix in August.
It's next month.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow. If you can't wait until then to watch dinosaurs fight, there's always the 2020 campaign. Come on.
Oh, old people.
Joe Biden, Donald, because they're in their 70s.
I got you. It took a second.
That's a good one.
It took a second.
I'm impressed with myself.
Two Indian teenagers have discovered a new asteroid near Mars.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Here we go, Sarah. Here we go.
I mean, that sounds impressive, but how many followers do they have on TikTok?
What?
Bro, they discovered a new asteroid near Mars. I mean, that's an impressive feat, but how many followers do they have on TikTok?
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
You went the complete opposite route I thought you were going to go.
See, that's what makes it funny.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Budweiser just launched a low-calorie, non-alcoholic beer called Bud Zero.
Oh, man. Bud Zero. Mm. All right, hang on. Give me a second.
Yummy. In my tummy.
Zero refers to the number of friends you'll have if you serve it at a party.
That's true.
That's fast and That's funny. All right. I got you.
Kim Kardashian was seen crying during an emotional meeting with Kanye West in Wyoming.
I'll have to be sensitive here.
Yes, you do.
I saw that too. Made me sad. Kim hadn't cried this hard since the last time her nude Instagram selfie got less than 1 million likes. Come on.
I mean,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it was safe. How about that?
Okay.
It was safe.
Yeah. The Biden campaign has asked staffers to remove TikTok from their phones.
What's TikTok? Asked everybody who works for Joe Biden.
Yes, that's good.
There you go. There you go. That's the one.
Kanye West wants Jay-Z to be his vice president.
Okay. Are you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Say it one more time, Sarah. I got a good one for this one.
Okay. I have a feeling where he's going with this. Kanye West wants Jay-Z to be his vice president.
Now Jay-Z's up to 100 problems.
I knew it. I wish I could have written down that I knew you were going to do a play on 99 problems.
Oh, that's funny.
I know you.
That's good.
59% of Americans say they won't renew their gym membership because of COVID.
Oh, this is going to be good.
I mean, I could speak for myself. I found a better way to sweat it. It's called trying to pay the bills.
No, that's true.
That's good. It's the truth. It's a fast, witty comeback.
All right, one more. Let me redeem myself and we'll go out with a bang. All right.
Okay. Elton John's ex-wife, because yes, he was married to a woman for a little bit, is suing him for what he wrote about her in his memoir.
She could use the money to pay for a new gaydar.
That is funny. His current record is 1,452 wins with 124 losses this morning. Sarah and I are rooting for Victoria. Victoria lives in South Austin. She makes a commute. Well, she stays home because there's a stay-at-home order that we all kind of forgot about. By the way, she does property management for a living. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Victoria! All right, here we go. Let's roll into the weekend on a high note. I'm going to leave the room right now while Sarah asks you 5 pop culture trivia questions. Whenever you're finished, I'll be back to answer the same 5. Whoever gets more right is going to win, okay?
Sounds good. Let's do it.
Yeah. All right, Victoria. Mr. Brad Booker is out the door.
Question number 1. Apparently, there's a lot of rap legends still putting out good stuff. So the website Level ranked the top 40 rappers who have had their best careers after turning 40. On that list is Jay-Z and Eminem. Who is older?
Jay-Z.
Tracy Morgan and his wife of 5 years are divorcing. Tracy Morgan, kind of known for having exotic animals, fish, or birds.
I'm going to say animals. Sounds like something Tracy Morgan would have.
Kate Beckinsale had an anonymous person leave a rabbit named Marvel on her doorstep along with a cage and some rose petals. Super creepy. Is Kate Beckinsale Irish, Canadian, or British?
She is Canadian, I think.
Matthew McConaughey has a memoir on the way called Green Lights, coming out October 20th. Which of the following is not a Matthew McConaughey film? Interstellar, The Wedding Planner, Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
And finally, the Primetime Emmys, shocker, are going virtual this year. The host is a late-night talk show host who has a long-standing feud with Matt Damon. I mean, it's not real, but it's fun.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, we'll bring him back in.
Booker!
Hello!
Hey!
Howdy, Victoria, do?
She got 3 right.
Nice!
3 is respectable. Oh.
Nice.
You know, that's something you can actually hang your head high and tell your fam about it. All right.
The website Level ranked the top 40 rappers who have had the best careers after turning 40. Jay-Z, Eminem, both on the list. Which one is older?
Definitely Jay-Z.
I mean, only by 3 years. Eminem's 47.
Oh.
I hope he's not listening, bro. He's going to be mad at you for saying that.
Well, I mean, Jay does look a little more weathered than Eminem, though. Bless his heart.
Tracy Morgan and his wife are divorcing after 5 years of marriage. Tracy
Nobody else
going to
get
having...
pregnant. Or, wait, somebody else going to get pregnant.
Stop. Jeez.
Anyway, is Tracy known for having exotic animals, fish, or birds?
Oh, wow. I happen to know this. He has a he loves fish. He's got a gigantic aquarium. That's his jam, fish.
Yeah, he has like this big octopus, I think. Like, I know it's not a fish, but like, you know, I was basically talking like marine animals.
Yeah.
Kate Beckinsale has an anonymous person leave a rabbit named Marvel on her doorstep along with a cage and some rose petals. She said she couldn't keep it, but she did find Marvel a good home. Is she Irish, Canadian, or British?
Yeah, no, she's English. British, yes.
Yes.
Good news is that rabbit went to some bunny.
Dude.
Matthew McConaughey's a memoir on the way. It's called Green Lights. It's coming out October 20th. Which of the following is not a Matthew McConaughey film? Interstellar, The Wedding Planner, Valentine's Day.
Oh, man. I'm going to be so mad at myself here. Well, for sure he was in The Wedding Planner with Jennifer Lopez. Interstellar was my first guess, but then I think that's Sandra Bullock and George Clooney. Right? So I'm going to have to go with Valentine's Day because every celebrity in Hollywood was in that movie. So I'm going with Valentine's Day.
So did you hear my question? Which one is not a Matthew McConaughey movie?
Oh, yeah. Then Interstellar would be my final answer.
That's wrong. He was not in Valentine's Day. Interstellar is the space movie that's all him.
Oh.
Yeah, so what's one of their favorite?
What's the one with George Clooney and Sandra Bullock then?
Gravity.
Gravity, yes. I need to watch Interstellar. You know what? I might do that this weekend.
Do it.
I will.
Finally, the Primetime Emmys are going viral this year. Duh. Who's hosting? He has a longstanding feud with Matt Damon.
Jimmy Kimmel.
He's a late night talk show host. Yes. 4 out of 5.
Man.
Not bad.
Go do your homework this weekend.
Yeah. All right. Well, Victoria, thank you so much for playing. Appreciate it.
Oh, this is Victoria from South Austin, and I can't beat Booker.
Close.
Coming up, we're going to talk to Amber in Georgetown. She is a personal shopper.
Nice.
How much money do you think she makes? Well, we're going to ask some questions, and then she's going to tell us. Amber will share her salary next on Mix 94.7 or streaming on your phone or smart speakers in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
Today was National Avocado Day, though it might as well be National Avocado Year because 2020 cost us way more than we expected and went bad really, really quickly.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now, y'all. It is time once again for Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Share Your Salary.
Share your salary. Share your salary.
All right, the last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Marie from Bee Cave earns $51,000 a year as a nanny.
Yeah.
On the phone with us now is Amber, who lives in Georgetown. Good morning, Amber!
What up?
Good morning.
We appreciate you coming out on the radio. Tell everybody how much money you make for a living. Thank you for sharing your salary. So this is going to be really exciting. Y'all, Amber is a personal shopper.
Nice.
Ooh.
Oh, I have so many questions for you.
Seriously, we haven't had one of these.
Let's do this. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock. We're going to ask you a bunch of questions. When we're done, we'll play a 3-minute song. Then we'll come back and we'll guess what we think you make. And then you're going to tell everybody. So simple. All right?
Okay.
60 seconds starts right now. Wait. If you don't mind, guys, if I can ask this very important question. So you're a personal shopper, which means what? Who do you shop for? And how many people are there that you shop for? What are you shopping for?
So I shop for a company called Shipt, and we go all over Target, HEB, Party City, CVS, everywhere. And I can shop groceries, I can shop home interiors, whatever you want.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes, I've heard of this company. My friend uses them religiously.
And does that mean you're picking the stuff out for your clients?
So they go online and they create their list and they can pick the items that they want. And then I go to the store and I find all the items, check out, and bring it to their door.
Gotcha. So it's like Instacart grocery style, but this is like several different stores.
Yes.
And you make tips plus a salary?
So we make a base pay, and then whatever the tip is, we get 100% of that.
Ooh. Did your salary or did your something, like a bonus, go up ever since COVID started?
No. People tip more because of COVID, but it didn't really go up.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever had to pick up?
For me, it's been like going and picking out people's bras and panties. That's been weird for me. Also, like, I picked up a hose cover, like the water faucet cover, for when it gets cold. I picked that up, and I thought that was weird for Texas because it doesn't really get cold here.
That's so funny. I've bought so many of those and have thrown them away because you're absolutely right. The news stations warn you, better cover your faucets, and it's complete waste.
Yep. You never use them.
This is very fascinating.
Seriously, I don't even know where to start.
Now, because you do so much shopping, when you have to shop on your own, are you like, oh, my God? Or do you enjoy it?
I don't do my own shopping. I have someone else do it.
That's hilarious. This is really interesting. Man. How about this? Amber from Georgetown, how much does she make? Text your guess right now to 51993. I guarantee Alex will use one of your text messages. Be sure to put in your name and where you're from so we can thank you. Again, text your guess to 51993. We're going to find out next in 3 minutes when Amber shares her salary. Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Amber from Georgetown. Amber is a personal shopper. What else do we learn, Sarah?
We learned that she works for this company that allows her to go and shop for clients like at all places, like Target or Party City, like whatever you need. She's going to go to that store and find it. You just make a list for her. And she gets a base pay plus 100% of the tip. And she has made more tip because of COVID. And the weirdest thing she's ever had to buy was a hose cover, which she thought was weird because it doesn't really get that cold in Texas. But she also is not like a huge fan of shopping for bras and panties because that's awkward.
All right. Oh,
why would anybody send somebody else out to buy their bra and panty?
I guess when you got to have it, you got to have it, right?
Seriously, dude.
Okay, Alex Franco, why don't you start off with the guesses?
So Janine sent us a text from Buda, and she says that she is actually an Instacart delivery driver. She makes roughly $33,000 a year. So she's saying if you work for Shipt, you go a little bit more places, probably around $38,000 a year. I'm going with Janine. It sounds dead on.
All right, Sarah Osborne.
Yeah, I'm going to go $37,000.
$1,000 off of Janine, who just texted in, Sarah. Really?
Uh-huh. Sarah, be like,
really?
$37,990.
I mean, come on.
Huh.
Let Janine have that thunder, man.
I guess we're going based upon your 2019 pay or your projected 2020 pay because there's really no way. We have to just average it out, right?
Because with the tips.
It changes constantly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to definitely go with my 2019, my 1099.
Okay. I'm going to say $42,000. So we're all kind of in that really targeted spot of $37,000, $38,000, and $42,000. Oh, man. All right. As a personal shopper, someone that loves to shop so much, she doesn't even shop for her own stuff.
That's so awesome.
How much does Amber from Georgetown make for a living? Let's find out right now. What is that magic number?
I'm going to blow you guys away.
$65,000. What?
Whoa.
Whoa. Damn. That's awesome.
Unbelievable. How many days a week do you work?
Dude.
I work 8-hour shifts.
So when people find out that that's the number, they've got to be pretty surprised because that's a lot of money.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it surprised me because, you know, we just get it weekly, and so I don't really add up how much it is until I get my 1099 at the end of the year, and I'm like, whoa, I made that much money?
Yeah.
Nice.
So now that you get a 1099 at the end of the year, you're responsible for your own taxes, and that's kind of suck.
I am responsible for my own taxes, yes.
By the way, Janine just sent us a text. She said she just quit Instacart and is looking for a Shipt job.
Don't worry, it's an amazing company.
Well, incredible.
Awesome.
Thank you for doing our shopping because we need our bras and panties. And thank you for sharing your salary. Remember, the reason Share Your Salary works is because of you and your willingness to participate. You do not have to use your name or tell us where you work, but call us right now, 512-643-5947, or text salary to 51993. Share Your Salary helps everybody, but we do need you.
Well, imagine as I'm pacing the pews in a church corridor, and I can't help but to hear. No, I can't help but to hear an exchanging of words. What a beautiful wedding! What a beautiful wedding! Says a bridesmaid to a waiter. Yes, but what a shame! What a shame! The poor groom's bride is a shh. I chime in with the haven't you people ever.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.